Hi, it's Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit You Channel podcast. We are a holy, we try to be holy, we want to be holy, but we are a whosoever will channel and podcast. Why? Because God is a whosoever will God. That means that it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter how you feel. He died for each and every human that was, is, and is to come, because he is the God that was and is to come. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means that the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross didn't just apply to a certain group of people. It applied to all of humanity. Whosoever will. For God so loved the world. World is the people. Earth is the planet. There you go. I don't know about you, but that excites me and that inspires me, because so many of our, and I'm not even into the podcast yet. I'm not even into the theme of the podcast yet. This is ad hoc, ad lib. It excites me because we do so much damage here trying to keep things from being what God created them to be. And I don't mean the things that we call out and we want to point out about other people. He created all of us to have equal opportunity to get to him. He didn't tell us to try to figure out what to fix, how to fix it. He said, just get to me. Just choose me. Just walk with me and we'll work it out. And every single one of us has that opportunity. And what happens? We get caught up in the same foolishness we've been getting caught up in forever. And so, yes, we're talking about the same things today that we did thousands of years ago. It's just that the scenery and the characters have changed. But we're all still human. So the foolishness is also still the same. The human experience is still the same. We're all still human. So we're having the same experiences regardless of the time frame, the era, the time period, because God accounted for the whole thing, beginning to the end, end to end, back to the beginning. And we're doing what? We're saying what? Like we have the reason, the right, or the power or authority to exclude anyone from anything. Anyway, just sharing that little tidbit with you. Today, we're going to hop right in to 1 John 3:11. And what do you know? What are we talking about? We're talking about love. Why? Because without love, we are nothing. Without God, we are nothing. We don't get that because we don't understand love. Love is light. Love is life. Love is love. Love encompasses everything that we say we desire and want to be. But we don't get it because our ideologies don't match up with who Jesus says he is. The Savior of the world. He literally came to save us. And many of us have qualms with that. Why? Because we don't believe we have issues. That's why it's called faith. That's why we have a Bible. The Bible was not written, and this isn't even, I'm going to get to the mess, I guess. I don't know where Holy Spirit's going at the moment, but we're just going to ride. The Bible's not written to try to convince us that he's God. This is what we think. We think that other humans wrote the Bible like there's a competition. And so, you know, some humans wrote different other guides, books, that people believe in and subscribe to, and then there's the Bible. And so we think that people wrote the Bible, humans wrote the Bible to try to convince other people. God is not in the convincing business. He's not a man that he should lie. There's no shadow in him. If there's no shadow of turning in him, that means he is not a manipulator. Pure light has no need to manipulate. He has no need to issue a challenge for competition, because the only thing that creates that is the shadow. He's already told us there's no shadow. The love of God is pure. The love of God is purer than all of us collectively can imagine. Why? Because all of us have a shadow. All of us are fickle, and we're mean-hearted. We're dark-hearted at times. We believe that our standard to live up to is each other. He says, nope, you can't. Because you don't have one. You don't have a standard. And the standard that you have is off. Is not going to give life. It does not bring life. And by life, he's not talking about the ability to make babies, create babies, whatever it is. He's not talking about that. He's talking about spiritual reproduction. What is the fruit that you are producing? What kind of fruit is hanging off of your tree? Is it something that can feed nations, or is it something that's going to make nations starve to death? All right, Lord. I have a card here. I just want you all to know. I need you to know. I have a card here. This is what the card says. Because clearly, this isn't the path we're going down at the moment, but I want to tell you this because this is how the Lord works. When we let it. I have several cards out here because I'm getting ready to record one or two or maybe three episodes of the podcast just for the sake of time. I've been traveling this week, so I wanted to make sure that I didn't get behind in making sure that I was connecting and staying true to the purpose and the assignment that I've been given. So I have my little cards laid out here on my table, you know, sitting here looking out the window. It's a gorgeous day. It's a little windy. It's nice and cool. We're in the spring, but it's having its moments. Some days it feels like a little summerish. Some days it feels like it's more on the winter side, but at any rate, it's gorgeous. It's clear. I've got everything laid out, planned out, got my Bible here, and I open my mouth. Whenever I approach the podcast, let me just say this. Whenever I approach a recording, I always say, okay, Lord, this is what I believe you said. This is what I believe you're saying. If it's something different, I'm sure you'll let me know. Why do I do that? Because I don't know. Because this is a walk of faith. Because I trust him to know who's listening. Because I trust him to know what message should be delivered today. It doesn't matter how many cards I lay out here before me. It doesn't matter how many scriptures I know or how much of the Bible I've read or how many dog-eared pages I have. The Lord knows what he wants to say. And so I give myself to that. Why? Because I learned that not doing it is going to happen anyway. This is another story. But God is faithful. God knows you. He knows me. He knows what we need, when we need it, why we need it, what we're supposed to do with it. He knows the whole thing. A few years back, they would have said the whole kit and caboodle. A different time, they would say the whole nine. Still means the same thing. He knows everything. Omniscient. By the way, part of omniscient is science. We get so caught up in ourselves, ego. We're serving ego, which is idolatry. And ego is taking us off course. I saw a question the other day online that said, why would a loving God send people to hell? The problem is that's what we think. And we think we're right to think that. First of all, he ain't sending nobody nowhere. He says, I put before you whatever your name is, wherever you are, each and every single one of us is you. There aren't any grandchildren or stepchildren, so we're all on a level playing ground with God. He says, I put before you life and death. Go back and listen. If you want the answer to this question, I'm going to answer it right now. But also, I've talked about this on several episodes. Anyone who thinks that a loving God is sending people anywhere. So let me back up just a little bit. Why would a loving God send people to hell? Understand the position we were in. The only reason we are still above ground is because God didn't send us to hell. I need you to hear that. The only reason we're still here, individually and collectively, is because he didn't send us. The concept of sending means I'm putting you over here, I'm putting you. No, he planted us. He put us in different places. The concept, spiritually speaking, the concept of hell and God sending us there, being a loving God, is the problem right there. He says all throughout Scripture, it is your choice. Adam and Eve. Adam first. Eve was present because he pulled her out of his rib. Don't touch that tree. Because Eve explained himself. Don't touch the tree of the knowledge of God. I've given you everything. Don't touch that tree. Because if you do, you will surely die. He didn't send them to death. They chose it. This is what we don't get. We think that we are, people say, well, don't, you can't question God. No, I don't question God. I know God is who God is. I wouldn't be here if I didn't. But I do have questions for God. We come up with some of this religious stuff that we think makes a difference to God, and it doesn't make a bit of difference. Why? Because it's all show. It's not real. We give lip service, but we won't give our hearts to him. He said, I'm not sending anybody anywhere. I gave you all free choice, the capacity, the faculty for free choice. You all have the capability for free choice. Therefore, I put before you life and death. I need to show you what that looks like. I need to show you what it looks like with a stove that's hot, and I need to show you what it looks like with a stove that's cold. Don't touch the hot one because you'll get burned. Now, we touch the stove, and we say God sent us to touch the stove. Can you see that? Pretend the stove is hell. Pretend a hot stove with burning flames is hell. God says, don't touch that. You will get burned. Don't touch the tree. You will surely die. Don't make that choice. You will surely end up in hell. He's not saying, I'm sending you there. He's saying, pay attention to what I'm telling you. Be led of my spirit. Understand that I gave my life so you didn't have to. He is letting us choose, and he's giving us the reward of our choices. He's saying, okay, no problem. If the adversary lives in hell and that's who you want to serve, guess what? You chose to go. I didn't send you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his, so loved, first of all, so loved the world. World is the people, earth is the planet. He so loved every human being, the entirety of the human race, that he gave his only son, that whosoever believed should not perish. Talk to me about him sending somebody to hell. Once again, we don't want to take ownership. We want to make choices when it's convenient and when we think we're in control. By the way, control is a myth, so we're never in control. Not the way we think. Not the way we think we are. So we want to, when it's convenient for us, we want to choose to believe God or not to believe God, or I got this, or God's got me, or whatever it is we do. But the moment we start talking about hell, now all of a sudden we, how can a loving God send? No, and I understand it's a valid question. I'm sure I've asked it. I don't remember when I did, but I know I did. I haven't asked it recently, I'll tell you that much. Because once you get told by God a few things, you stop asking. Once you get chastised by God a couple of times, you stop doing the thing that he was chastising you for. You stop touching the stove. And notice I said chastise. Whom the Father loves, he chastens. It does not say whom the Father loves, he abuses. Chastening in the spirit is a spiritual What is it? It is a disciplining, but it is a gentle. It's not how we discipline. I'm not talking about discipline. I'm going to discipline myself. I'm going to form a habit. I'm talking about discipline for the purpose of correction. It is a burning off of things, but it's gentle, but it's convicting. It brings about remorse. It helps you see God more clearly. It helps you understand that He has His best in mind for you. So where is He sending you? I've given everyone, He says, I've given you every person a measure of faith. Okay, so He's given us the capacity to believe. I've given everybody free choice. So He's given us the capacity to make choices. Then we want to talk about God sending us. You know when He sends? He calls us and we say, here I am, Lord, send me. That's the only sending He does. Everything else is a choice. Now, we could say, and I've experienced it, He could intervene. Right? But you know what I found out is that He will intervene, like He'll throw up detours, like you're doing construction. So we're all works. We like to say, oh, I'm a work in progress. But you know what? We don't like the work. We just like the progress. We make that excuse real quick to avoid accountability. There is no escaping accountability with God. So we will be rewarded for the choices that we make. And the choice that He says is, I'm telling you, if you just believe on my son, yeah, the road is going to be a little rocky. There are going to be some trials and some tribulations, but I promise you, you're going to come out as pure gold. And if you come out as pure gold, then you get to go with me. And people use this. We use this all the time to justify why we do or don't believe in God, because we can't figure it out. If it weren't for God, we couldn't figure out how to get up in the morning, okay? Let's just break it down and stop playing with this. Because God is not, He's not trying to convince us of who He is. That we do that. Jesus didn't come to convince us. He came to do His thing. He came to take care of the business He committed to the Father to do. He didn't come down here to convince us He was Jesus. He says, if you don't know about the works, then shame on you. He went to His own hometown. They rejected Him. Why? Because they knew His parents. Well, who are you? Didn't you? Aren't you the carpenter's son? How do you think you can do all of this? This is what we do. This is what we do. Then we're going to invoke God's name because we don't want to take responsibility for our bad choices and understanding how we can live however many years He allows us to live and not end up in heaven. Do you think He's going to have all this foolishness in heaven? No. That's why Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden to begin with. What do we think is going on here? We have yet to understand that we are still on the outside of the garden. We have yet to understand that we are part of those. This is why the salvation piece is important. Part of the group, at the time there was two of them, I guess, that got kicked out of the garden for disobedience. Don't do that. Don't touch it. You're surely going to die. Are you sure that's what He said? Serpent, adversary, second guessing. It's not what God says that we should question. It's what come after. It's what comes after what He said that we should question. Then we think, because we're allowed to get away, quote unquote, get away with things for some period of time without accountability, and because nobody wants to have the courage to hold anybody accountable for anything, then we think, oh, okay, well, we're cool. God doesn't exist anymore. He's not here in this circumstance. Otherwise, He would have done something. No, mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. It doesn't mean that judgment is gone. It means that mercy is now, during this period of time, triumphing over judgment, meaning that judgment is not withheld. It's not withheld. The judgment is always present. It's that mercy is buffering it. He's still judging. He's still observing. He still knows what choices we're making. He's known from the beginning of time. He saw us coming. He knew before He let us come. He let us here. Let us come down here. We're manifestations. So He already knows. Hell is not where God sends us any more than heaven is where God sends us. Heaven is what we choose to do here that gets us the reward of heaven, just like hell is what we do here that gets us the reward of hell. Then God says, based on the instructions that I gave and the instructions that you chose to follow, you get one or the other. I'm going to reward you with your own, according to your own choices. He gives us the book, tells us what's in the book. We know he's the teacher. He sends himself to show us what it looks like. Then he gives us himself in the form of his spirit to transform us so that we can be filled, so that we can be like him, and we understand the differences and we understand the nuances, someone to lead us into all truth. And we still don't know what to do. We go to school, we want to cheat on the test, but he's already given us the answer. He is the answer, but then to the practical, in the practical sense, you know, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Of course he is. He's the savior of the world. But what does that mean for us on a day-to-day basis? He says, no problem. I'll send you Holy Spirit. All you need to do is receive the infilling of the Spirit, and then he will help you walk through your day-to-day. He's answered the whole thing. The problem is we want to nitpick and split hairs and wrangle about words and do all of these other things that he said. Don't do that. Don't do it. It's not how it works. So if you do that, you're missing the kingdom. That's what he told us. He tells every single thing. Go ahead. What's the next argument? It's very simple. It's complex, but it's very simple. But we make it complicated. We don't like the fact that the accountability falls to us, that we will be held accountable. The breath you're breathing is God's, by the way. So we don't understand in the scheme of things. We don't understand. We don't understand God at all. God didn't send anybody to hell. He never did. He gave and gives us the reward of our choices. Do I have questions about, well, couldn't you just, of course I do, just like you do. But that's something that we're not supposed to understand that. We're supposed to understand what he's told us, right? This is how we got in trouble in the first place. He gives us everything, and we want the thing that we can't have. He says, I'm not talking to you about what you don't know. I'm talking to you about what you do know. Master what you do know. Let's do that. Well, I've walked this path many times. Well, Lord, what about, I'm not talking to you about that right now. I need you to do this. This is the part you know. That's the part I need you to work on. And even in saying that, he's not telling me, Michelle, I'm leaving you now. Go do this. He's saying, I need you to let me help you with this. Lean on my spirit for this. Lean not to your own understanding for this. If you want to get this straightened out, you're going to have to go through a few things. You're going to have to unlearn some things. You're going to have to let me wash you. You're going to have to let me collaborate with God. I really don't know how I just got all the way there. I do know, but that was nowhere in my conscious mind. But that's what God wants to say today. He doesn't send anybody. He sent his son. Why? Because they had already, because his son chose. But even then, his son chose. Even then, Jesus Christ chose. Jesus Christ is the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It is a covenant, which means both parties had to agree. Who, Jesus? Even Jesus had choices, makes choices. Come on now. Well, if God is God, on the one hand, we want to talk about hell and why is God sending people, but when God says, I love you and please don't hurt other people, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to spin that in a way that actually means we do it. At any rate, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two highest commandments. Love God. Love each other. Agape, the perfected love, all encompassing, all healing, all obedient, chosen love, mutually agreed upon. Now, God's love is unconditional. It's not inappropriate. It's not any of those things that come with what we call love here on the earth. Even though when we believe in Jesus Christ, by the power of Holy Spirit, we're standing in two places. Now, we can't do that unless we are humble. Humble yourself. Seek God's face. Turn from your wicked ways. Stop majoring on everybody else's, because you've got too much in your own. You're not clear enough to even see anybody else's, because you haven't dealt with your own stuff. That's why it says, how are you going to look through the log in your own eye to see the speck in somebody else's? They might have a log too from their side of it, but you're looking through a log to see a speck because you won't deal with your junk. Everything that God says is publicly presented to the whole, but it has to be individually implemented. He died for all, but each has to receive. Each has to believe. Each has to choose. I agape you. I bless you. Thank you for being, thank you for joining me today for this segment of Daily Bread with Jam. Wow. A Holy Spirit You Channel podcast. God is faithful who promised. And let's stop the foolishness of putting things on God when He is the ultimate problem solver. He is the ultimate healer, the great physician, the great, the good shepherd, the deliverer, the unifier, the head of a whole body. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.